Silver!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past, from the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
After Samuel Colt's repeating pistol had proved its worth on the battlefields of Texas, the inventor designed a weapon with an improved trigger action that gave it even greater firepower than the famous Peacemaker. He made but two guns of this model. They were the guns of the Lone Ranger. He destroyed the blueprints when he learned that foreign spies were after the weapon. These national enemies made two aggressive efforts to secure the Lone Ranger's guns. The failure of their number had been captured did not in the least discourage the enemy agents. These setbacks served only to make them more cautious in their plans. The Lone Ranger and Tonto had been riding at a steady ground-covering lope through the early hours of the night. The long ride had started from their camp near the town of Crippled Creek when the masked man had opened a small package that had come from the inventor of his six-shooter. It was about midnight when the two horsemen reined up beside a moonlit stream.
Easy, big fella. Steady. We'll stop just long enough to give Scout and Silver a little rest, and we'll shove on.
How far we go?
Tonto, you know where we left Dan Reed.
We go see Dan?
I thought I told you.
No.
Well, I guess I didn't.
You opened package from east, then you not stop to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tonto. Here, take a look at this. Try it on your finger.
Oh, it fine ring.
Yes, Mr. Colt sent it to me because he thought it was especially appropriate.
This look like six gun on top of ring.
It is, Tonto. It's a small six gun. But Mr. Cole sent me the ring because of these symbols around the edge. He says they remind him of us. Can you see the symbols?
Moon plenty bright.
Here's a bullet, which might represent the silver bullets we used. An Indian arrowhead representing your people. A lone star to represent Texas. And a horseshoe that might mean good luck. It might stand for silver.
Oh, what's this on top of pistol?
Little wheel. Watch what happens when I turn it.
Oh, it make fire.
Yes, Tonto. The ring shoots out sparks when you turn the wheel.
You told to be on lookout for package.
Well, Colt showed this ring to a number of influential people in the east. Told them he was sending it to me. With this ring, one of the spies might be able to identify himself as a friend of Sam Colt.
Spies know him send pistol ring to you?
Those foreign agents have ways of learning things. You know a great deal about Sam Colt and me.
Oh. But why we ride so fast, ride so far? Why we travel all night to get to school where Dan Reed stay?
Because, Tonto, Dan may be in danger.
Oh. How him in danger?
Colt bought two of the rings, Tonto. He sent one to me and one to Dan at the school in Mead City. Those spies have been watching Colt. They know where to find Dan. They may try to get at me through him.
Well, other time you send word to Dan by telegraph.
Not this time, Kimasabi. The enemy agents have even intercepted telegraph messages. We can take no chances. We've got to get to Dan. Sit in there, Silver. Can't rest any longer.
Help. Be ready.
Easy, big fellow. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
It was daybreak when the Lone Ranger reached the woods at the edge of Mead City. Here he made camp. He changed his clothes and removed his mask, using a disguise to ride into the community where Dan Reed had been in school. He found the head of the school at breakfast and saw a look of surprise on Dr. Alden's face.
Why, you're Dan Reed's friend.
Yes, of course. I came to see Dan.
But he's not here.
Not here?
No, he left yesterday, soon after receiving your message.
What message? I sent no message.
That's very strange. I can't believe Dan Reed would tell me anything that was untrue.
Of course he wouldn't.
And yet...
What did he tell you, Dr. Alden?
A man came here to the school with a telegram for him. Dan read it and told me it came from you. He said you wanted him to leave at once and meet you at the Padres' mission.
Did you see that message?
No.
What time did Dan leave?
It was about noon. He took his horse, Victor, and planned to ride most of the night.
I see.
I can't understand it. I hope nothing is wrong.
So do I.
If there's anything I can do...
Not that I know of, Dr. Alden, thank you. Oh, by the way...
Yes?
Do you know whether or not Dan received a small package within the past few days?
Yes, he did. It came from the east. It was a ring. He showed it to me.
Like this?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Do you think someone forged your name to a telegraph message?
I'm afraid so.
Ready, big fella? Come on, Silver!
Tonto leaped to his feet when he heard the fast hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. He knew that something was wrong.
Oh, Silver, oh, steady, big fella.
Tonto, get your horse saddled. We got to travel fast.
Oh, what matter?
I've got to get out of these clothes into my own outfit. Tonto, Dan wasn't at the school.
Oh? Where, Dan?
Someone sent him a telegraph message in my name. He was told to go to the mission of the Padre.
That long way from here.
Yes, I know it is.
You think foreign enemies send message?
I think so, Tonto. I think those spies did know where to find Dan. I hope we can find him before it's too late.
Scout saddle. Be ready.
I'll be ready as soon as I get these clothes into my saddlebag. I want to go over the trail from here to the Padre's mission. We'll see if we can find any sign of Dan on the way. All right, I'm ready. Mount up, Tonto.
Get him up.
One finger.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were not the only ones who had ridden through the night. Dan had maintained an equally steady pace, but in the opposite direction. In the darkness, he had passed within half a mile of his friends on his way to the Padres' mission. It was well after daybreak when he reined up in the hills to water his horse at a trailside spring.
So thirsty, aren't you, boy?
Two horsemen approached from somewhere nearby.
Oh, there, ho! Hi there, traveler.
Good morning.
Got some extra water in that there spring? Steady, boy. Yeah, canteens are empty.
Sure thing. Help yourself.
Come on, Keels. That water sure looks downright refreshing.
It's mighty good water.
Easy.
You look young to be traveling alone.
I know this part of the country pretty well.
My name is Kales. This is my guide.
You can call me Tucson. The rest of my name don't matter.
Glad to know you, Tucson. You too, Mr. Kales. I guess you're from the east, aren't you?
More or less.
Well, I'm Dan Reed.
Dan Reed?
I guess there's no mistake, is there, Kales? He's the boy we counted on meeting.
There's no mistake.
What do you mean?
See if he has any weapons, Tucson.
Hey, what do you mean?
Hold still.
Hey, take your hands off me. Let me go, do you hear?
You're going all right, but you're going with us.
What's the matter, Tucson? Can't you handle a boy like that?
He's strong for his age.
If I can just get close.
He's got a knife in his belt.
Grab it, Kales.
I have it.
Now I got a grip on
him. Why, you...
Stop your squirming or I'll bust your arm.
What's the idea?
You'll know all about it in a little while. Just take it easy and you won't be hurt.
You won't get away with this. My friend is waiting for me at the mission. If I don't get
Listen, Dan. Let me tell you a few things and you know exactly where you stand. No one's waiting for you at the mission. No one's expecting you at the mission.
But I know
you received a telegram while you were at the school in Meade City. I can tell you exactly what that telegram said and how it was signed.
How do you know about it?
I sent it.
You?
Yes. Now get this straight. You're up against something a lot bigger than you are. Bigger than the Lone Ranger. And there's no use trying to fight us. We don't want to hurt you any more than we want to hurt the Lone Ranger, or anyone else for that matter. On the other hand, we're prepared to go just as far as necessary to get what we're after.
What's that?
Your masked friend wears a pair of six guns, and we want them.
But why do you want the Lone Ranger's guns?
I represent a foreign government that is extremely anxious to learn the mechanism of those weapons so they can be duplicated.
What? You're a spy!
You might call me that.
Why?
Oh, you... No, you don't.
My arm.
Don't try to bust loose when I got a grip on you.
We're taking you to a cave near here. We'll hold you there until the Lone Ranger sends his guns. When I have those in my possession, I'll leave this part of the country and you'll be released. For your sake, I hope you'll accept our terms without delay.
He won't. I can tell you that, and I don't want him to.
We'll see about that then. Now, Tucson, you'd better tie the boy's hands so we can get started to the cave. As soon as we're there, I'll send a message to the Lone Ranger.
I hope you know where to find him.
He's looking for members of our organization, Tucson. He knows we've sent coded messages from the telegraph office at Crippled Creek. He'll not go far from there. I think he'll get our message.
Dan Reed found himself helpless. He and his horse Victor were taken to a cave in the vicinity. It was a large cave cut into the side of a mountain by an underground stream that still flowed over one part of the tunnel.
You've checked the food supply, haven't you, Tucson?
Yeah, sure thing. We got food enough to last for a couple of weeks.
Very well. Now, here are your instructions.
I know what I'm supposed to do.
I'll tell you again. Take your horse and the boys as far back in the tunnel as possible. Far enough so they can't be heard.
I know.
Stay right here near the entrance and keep an eye on the trail. If anyone comes, be sure the boys as far back as the horses and well tied and gagged.
Ah, savvy.
Now, you needn't keep them gagged all the time. If anyone's coming, you'll know it in ample time to fix the gag.
You're going into Cripple Creek, huh?
Yes. I'll confer with Romney and my wife and discuss the best means of delivering our ultimatum to the Lone Ranger. Now, where's that knife we took from the boy?
Right here.
I noticed his initials on the handle. It'll convince the Lone Ranger that we actually have young Reed in our custody.
All right, boss. Will you be coming back here?
I'll be back when I have the Lone Ranger's guns. But if I'm not back by the end of 1 week, you will know my plan has failed.
Then what?
Then you're on your own. Do whatever you want. You'll see no more of me.
And Dan Reed?
If I don't get those six guns, I won't care what happens to Reed.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. It was evening when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached their former camp on the outskirts of Crippled Creek. Both men and horses were tired. During the day, the Lone Ranger had traveled from Mead City to the mission and learned that the Padre had seen nothing of Dan Reed. Throughout the long ride, the masked man and Tonto had watched the trail, but the hard-packed ground gave no indication of Dan's trip or capture. The Lone Ranger left Tonto in camp and went directly to the telegraph office.
Hi there.
I want to see you, Sparks.
That makes us even. Come on inside.
Thanks.
I heard a horse approaching fast and hoped it was you.
Why?
Got a message for you.
Well, from whom?
I don't know. It was left under the door while I was home to supper. Here it is. It's just addressed to the Lone Ranger.
This didn't come over the telegraph?
No. Like I said, it was left under the door. I didn't know where to send it. You didn't leave no address where he could be reached by telegraph.
No signature.
You going out near the Red Rock for a meeting like that message says?
I don't know. Sparks, you've handled a lot of messages through this office in the past week.
Sure have. And some of them don't make no more sense than a two-tailed jackrabbit.
Yes, I know. You've had some coded messages.
Yep, some of them for you from Washington, and some that was for them foreign spies that you put into the jail.
Have you had any coded messages since those people went to prison?
Nope.
Who gave you the message to send to Mead City?
Mead City, let me see.
It was addressed to Dan Reed.
Oh, that one. Oh, gosh, mister, didn't you give it to me?
Did I?
Well, it was left under the door. I found it when I opened up the office yesterday morning. I figured you'd left it there.
Have you a copy of it?
Well, sure thing. I keep a copy of everything that goes over the wires to and from my office.
Fine.
Got it right here in this drawer. Here she is. Dan Reed at Dr. Alden's school, Mead City. You want to look at it?
Please. Thanks.
Doggone it, if you didn't give me that message to send, who did?
The same group of individuals that left this message beneath your door for me.
Say, mister, you reckon there's still some of them foreign spies out of jail?
Yes, and they're more important than the ones who are in jail. Furthermore, they're right here in town. At least some of them are. Sparks, listen to me. You said you'd help me.
You bet I will.
Step outside and look around. See if anyone has tampered with your wires.
Hey, you mean now?
Right now. I'll wait here.
Whatever you say, mister.
Felt sure that the Western Union operator was a man of dependability, but he took no chances. With the life of Dan Reed at stake, he trusted no one. When he thought of a plan of campaign, he asked the man to step outside, and he hurriedly looked through the file, extracting a number of coded messages. He put these into his pocket, and with them, a number of blank forms.
Everything looks all right outside.
Good.
Is there anything else you want me to do?
Yes, there is, Sparks. I want you to keep this office open 24 hours a day. Can you do that?
I sure can.
Very well, Sparks. You stay on duty. You'll hear from me again.
I'll be waiting.
Steady there, Silver. Hasta la vista, Sparks.
Adios.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver! Tonto, I learned a lot at the telegraph office.
That's good.
Foreign agents are still operating around here. They're the ones who sent that message to the school.
How you know?
They left a message for me. Build up that fire a little bit so we can see better.
Let me fix it here.
Good.
What message say?
Here it is. There's no signature, but none is needed. It says, there's no use looking for anyone until you've talked things over with us. We'll meet you midnight tonight, the Red Rock.
That all message, sir?
Yes, that's all.
Red Rock, 2 miles south of town.
That's where I'm supposed to meet the people who have captured Dan Reed. They'll probably tell me the price of Dan's life. I know what that price will be.
Your gun.
Exactly.
And what you do?
I have a plan, Tonto. I'm going to pray that it succeeds. First of all, I've got to study some telegrams here.
Oh, where you get them?
In the file in the telegraph office. These are the messages that came in code. The ones that were received by the spies were already in jail. I hope to crack this code.
And what do then?
If I can prepare another message for those spies, one in their own code, we'll have a fighting chance to save Dan's life. Keep that fire going, Toto. I've got to study, and midnight is our deadline.
For 1 hour, the masked man sat almost motionless, studying the strange-sounding messages, muttering from time to time, and setting down letters and characters on a slip of paper.
The letter Q appears more frequently than any other. It must be E, the letter E. Seven combinations of three letters, all ending in E. Assuming that that's the word B, the letter R would be substituted for T, and the letter V for H.
During the next hour, the masked man began to make out words, and from these learned other parts of a code, until presently...
I think I have it, Toto.
Not good.
I'm sure of it. Now to prepare a message for those enemy agents.
And how you deliver it?
Sparks will be on duty all night. Get the horses ready. We'll tap the telegraph line. Sparks won't know whether the message comes from half a mile away or the eastern seaboard.
The huge mass of stone identified as Red Rock was flooded by moonlight at midnight. It was there that two men waited for the Lone Ranger.
It's time that masked man got here. Listen, someone's coming.
See? What did I tell you, Rummy? I knew he'd show up. It won't take us long to tell him what will happen to Dan unless we get those six guns. If I had been in charge of this assignment from the start, our friends wouldn't have gone to jail.
What's the matter?
That is not the Lone Ranger.
What?
And the horse that's coming this way, look at it. It's not white. That rider is my wife.
Why is she coming here?
How do I know, Romney? She was supposed to stay in town.
Oh.
Marta!
Rudolph! I thought it important that you should know at once.
That I know what?
Another message came through from the east. It is in code.
A telegraph message?
Yes. I was watching the office, which, by the way, is still open. Through the window, I could see a telegraph man writing down a message. I went across the street from the hotel and listened at the window. And I recognized our secret code.
To whom was the message addressed?
To Mr. Smith, the same as the others.
Which means nothing.
It was for us. Look, make a light and read it. I have decoded it for you.
Never mind the light. Tell me what it says.
It is to inform us that Samuel Colt sent Dan Reed a ring, upon which is mounted a miniature gun.
I noticed that the boy was wearing a ring.
What of it?
We are ordered to get this ring from the boy and send it at once to headquarters.
But why?
We are not told why. Orders are simply to get the ring at once.
That means I must go to the cave.
Has the masked man appeared?
No.
I think he has no intention of appearing.
If he does, Romney, you know what to tell him.
Yeah, I know.
I'll go to the cave and get this ring. There's a stage leaving for the east in the morning. You, Marta, will be on that stage with the ring.
Cale set out at once and rode at a steady pace into the hills not far from the Padre's mission. The night was nearly spent when he reined up at the well-concealed entrance to the cave where Dan was being held by Tucson.
Oh, there.
The moon had set, and in the pre-dawn darkness, a voice called...
I got you covered.
It's all right, Tucson.
Oh, it's you, Akeels. I didn't expect to see you all so soon. Hey, is anything going wrong?
No. Where's the boy?
Back in the cave where you told me to put him if I heard someone coming.
Gagged?
Sure.
Come on, take me to him.
I'll light a candle so as we can see our way. What's up?
I had a message from the east. Did you notice a ring worn by the boy?
Yeah. Fact is, I had ideas of helping myself to that hunk of jewelry. It's the trickiest ring I ever saw.
There must be something about it that's unusual.
Why do you say that?
We have orders from the east to secure the ring and send it to headquarters.
Here we are.
Put the candle down on the floor beside the boy.
Should I ungag him?
No, no need for that. Just roll him over so I can get the ring off his finger.
Over it is.
That's it. Now hold the light down close.
There's the ring.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I wish I didn't have to send this east.
Like I told you, boss, I'd kind of like that ring.
Well, I'll take it off.
Oh, you won't take what?
The candle.
Oh, hello.
Look out.
I'll get you.
This should hold you.
Don't.
Here's another.
Go.
I think we have them, Toto. Just a minute. I'll strike a light.
Here candle you shoot out.
There's enough of it left to burn. Be sure those two are unconscious.
If them not, me make them that way plenty quick.
I'll get this gag out of Dan's mouth. There, Dan. Are you all right?
Gosh, yes, I'm all right, but I'm awfully glad you came.
I'll have your hands and legs free in just a second.
How did you find me?
Cales led the way.
He had a message from the east. He was after a ring, Sam.
The message didn't come from the east, Dan. It came from within a half a mile of the telegraph office there.
It did?
Yes, I sent it by tapping into the line. I hope the trick would work.
Let's better get conscious.
Don't hit him again, Toto. Just keep him covered. We'll rope these two and take them back to town. Then tell the sheriff about that woman and the man who was waiting with Cales at Red Rock.
You?
Yes, Cales, I'm here. And I'm still wearing the six guns.
But how did you follow me?
Todd and I were watching Red Rock from a clump of trees. We saw you leave after you received the telegram.
Telegram?
You taught me a trick when you sent Dan Reed a fake telegram. I'm surprised that you were fooled in the same way. You know, Cales, you and your friends haven't a chance. I wonder how many of you are going to stick your heads into a noose before you realize that you can't beat Uncle Sam.
The Lone Ranger didn't know it, but he stood on the threshold of greater peril than he had ever faced, because when Cales and his cronies went to jail, the enemy agents mustered all their forces and enlisted the aid of a tribe of renegade Indians in a final effort to secure the Lone Ranger's gun. You'll hear all about this when the Lone Ranger rides again.
I'll tell you.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.